Hey, football fans, are you obsessed with the game?
Oh, yeah.
Do you find yourself looking for breakdowns from every angle? For those who can't get enough, subscribe to Brian Baldinger's podcast, The Best Football Show, where he discusses the top teams and players from around the league each week.
That's what I watched this week, a dominant performance.
New episodes drop every weekday, including Trench Talk Tuesdays with former NFL lineman Mark Schlereth. Make sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Work takes up most of your time. That's why you should use Stamps.com to save time with your mailing and shipping and have flexibility to focus on more important things. Stamps.com can handle all your mailing and shipping needs with rates up to 88% off USPS and UPS. Add flexibility to your day with Stamps.com. Go to Stamps.com/program to sign up for a special offer. No contract, cancel anytime. That's Stamps.com/program.
Takes a shot, runs into the box, shot, score!
It's time for Atlanta Soccer Tonight.
Tune in as Jason Longshore gives you insight and analysis on the beautiful game, including headlines from around the world of soccer.
Rebound, score!
This is Atlanta Soccer Tonight, brought to you by your local Ford dealer and Firehouse Subs. Enjoy more subs, save more lives.
Atlanta Soccer Tonight is on Sports Radio 92.9, The Game. Here's Jason Longshore.
Welcome in. It's time for a special edition of Atlanta Soccer Tonight, the on-demand edition on the Off the Woodwork podcast. I'm Jason Longshore. We'll be back in our normal time slot next week, Tuesday nights, 10 p.m. We will be after Hawks basketball next week. We'll see if Trae Young can fire off another half-court shot to win a game. Awesome stuff from the Hawks last night. But it was an awesome day today up at the Children's Healthcare of Atlanta training ground. Got a chance to meet the new manager, Ronnie Dyla. Got to catch up with some folks and also hear a little bit about what is to come for Atlanta United over the next week, with training starting over the weekend for the playing squad, although we'll see if the storm coming through ends up affecting that at all. You know how Atlanta is. Whenever there's any ice or snow in the forecast, things go a little bit haywire, so we will see. But we are planning to be out at the Children's Healthcare of Atlanta training ground for the first open day of training camp on Monday. You're going to have a lot of 92.9 personalities broadcasting live from Marietta for that. I'm sure I'll be on the air quite a bit talking about what we're seeing, who we're talking to. You're going to get to talk to lots of folks on Monday, so be on the lookout. Go ahead and set your timers for the midday show and for Dukes and Bell being live from Marietta. But I had the chance to sit down alongside Madison Cruz, who you guys know from being part of our pregame and postgame coverage last year, part of the SDH Network. We sat down today with Ronnie Dyla and got a chance to meet him, got a chance to talk about a few things. One thing, it was quite the car wash for Ronnie Dyla today in terms of the media terminology of the car wash. I don't know if he actually went through a car wash. Probably not yet. Good luck on that one around here. But Ronnie talked to most of the local Atlanta media. You're going to see clips from Ronnie all over local TV. You're going to read about it in the Atlanta Journal-Constitution, all the other soccer blogs, podcasts, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. We were the last ones to interview Ronnie. It was a very busy day for the new manager, so we tried to take a little bit of a different route with some of our questions, assuming that many others had been asked of him all day. We did our homework as well, going back and studying some of the previous speeches and seminars and things that Ronnie has done throughout his career. So we tried to open up a couple different doors to get to know Ronnie Dyla well. And hopefully you will enjoy this conversation that Madison Cruz and I had with Ronnie Dyla this afternoon.
What are the priorities you've kind of nailed down in getting everything started next week?
We use this week now to say hello to the staff and to meet the staff. Have a lot of meetings now with them and a little bit be clear of expectation both ways. Try to they understand my philosophy, I understand them, and try to find a common ground to go. So then it's about planning the preseason. So everything is planned before the players come in, and also the coaches now are sitting and watching everything that happens last year. So we are clear thoughts about what was good, what can be better inside the team, and also compared to the other teams is going to be important. So it's about getting everything ready for that we can start focus on the players.
I think one thing that was interesting, especially looking more into you, is developing players. What's the difference between developing young talent, but then also helping to continue to establish and grow the veteran players that are already well established in the league?
Yeah, I think, you know, it's development never stops. The day you think you are, you know everything, you are finished. So it's for me, it's we need people and players that is ambitious, that has hunger, and are willing to sacrifice everything to get as good as possible. And you need to have the ability to learn. That's maybe the thing that you have to check with the players, because I don't like to go in circle. As if I start on Monday on A, I want to start B on next Monday, not on A again. And there's some people that I work with that do that, and then over time, if you don't learn, I have a problem. The other one has a problem. We have a problem as a together, because we are here to create something. And if you do the same things that you've done all the time, you will get the same result. So often with young players, they have that drive. That's very good. And they need to have that ability to learn at the same time, and they're willing to do the job, because it's a long way to get to a top player. But I'm there, we are there, the staff, we have unbelievable staff around them. They are so lucky. They don't think they understand how lucky they are to have all that opportunity to learn whatever they need to learn. We have specialists in everything. But the older players also, they don't need, maybe some of them are not going to be national team players anymore or go out to Europe or whatever, but they can still have ambition of winning and improving, and also have ambition of being important for the others and make the others better. So that's very important to me. I will assess that quick. I think I'm quite good people reader, and I will confront and talk with the players individually a lot to try to find that spark that is, this is what I want. Okay, how much do you really want it? And what can I do? What can you do to make it happen? Because we need everybody to get 5-10% better. If we do that, we already maybe are number 5 instead of number 9, and then we take it from there.
I was watching a presentation you gave in Norway, I think pretty early in your career, and one of the things that really struck me that you talked about was realizing the mental stress that the players were feeling during a losing streak. How do you take that pressure off of a team when things just aren't going the way that you all want them to go?
Most important thing is to be clear. You have to have the same messages over and over again. That is important. If you change a lot, then security will come even more. So you have to be clear. You have to be positive in the bad times. You need to say what you want, not you don't want to have. It's easy to say, I don't want this, I don't want this, this is shit, this is shit. Instead of say, I want this. I think it's important to body language, how you speak, that you are, you know, your belief, and we're going to turn this around, because we have to think that it's as good as happened to us, because we will deal with it, and that starts from me. If I'm tired, the players will be tired. So you know, when times are tough, you need to be proactive. You need to be positive. You need to build up people, you have to come in with energy, and you have to be clear. And I think that is the main thing. But of course, that I remember that speech, that was many, many years ago. I think it's almost 20 years ago now. So, but it's the same values now. Yeah. But I think, I think I'm 10 times more clear now than I was in that time.
Sure.
Because now I have so much experience, so it's more easy to deal with these things. There's also one thing that's important, as to believe in people. So, you know, that people want. It's easy to think that everybody around you is lazy or they don't care, but everybody cares. Because if I don't believe that, then it's going to be tough to be a leader, and then you'll go around and be a police everywhere.
you know, and that's important. So believe in the good in the people, believe that they want, just put their culture and their surroundings to get the best out of themselves.
What is the biggest lesson that you've learned throughout your whole coaching journey, that whether it was from earlier on or even from very, very recently, what has been the biggest thing you've learned throughout your coaching career?
Oh, that's a big question. I think very difficult to answer, but I think one of the biggest is exactly this, with have a humanistic sight of people, you know, believe that people wants. I think that's it's easy to sit and be a boss and say everything, what they're going to do, and you're not good at this, and you're lazy, you're this, you know. I believe that people want, so when people are not performing as good as they should or have done before, I look first on myself. What I am doing wrong that I don't get the best out of this person? Instead of pointing at him, I look pointing at myself. Because then it's he don't feel safe, he doesn't know what's expected, he doesn't feel a part of it, he doesn't enjoy it, can be homesickness, can be that something in his family is wrong. It can be many things, but there's always a reason. So many times when I get angry, if I attack a person, and then after I say, I'm sorry because I haven't slept for a long time because my son has been sick, and then I feel like a stupid guy afterwards because I attack a guy that I say, why don't you tell me before? But if I just had opened up with us, how are you, my friend? How is it at home? Mm-hmm. And they will maybe at once say, oh, my son has been sick, I've been so tired. Yeah, I've seen lately that you have, you haven't been yourself.
Yeah.
What can I help you with? How can I do? You need an extra day at home. Then you build trust instead of you attacking the person. So to believe in people, that's why I think it's the most important thing. And that it is about being clear. So the clear messages. That make safety. So people want direction, and when you give that, then I think they get confidence and belief in what they're doing.
I'll end with this one. Just, you know, having seen the league from afar for these last couple of years, how do you think it's changed? How do you think it's evolved since your time in New York?
I think still it's a very physical league. It's an open league. A lot happens the last half an hour. I think it's getting better and better players, better teams, better coaches, and more people in the stands, better stadiums. So I think the product MLS is just improving all the time. That's one of the reasons why also I want to come back. And of course, when you have opportunity to come to maybe the best club, in my opinion, right now it is the best, but one of the best clubs in the league, then it's an attractive place to be.
That was Ronnie Dyla from earlier today with myself and Madison Cruz at the Children's Healthcare of Atlanta Training Ground. Preseason camp opens over the weekend, but publicly it will open on Monday. We'll have tons of content from Marietta all over 92.9 The Game, off the woodwork, on air as well. Midday Show and Dukes and Bell will be involved in all of that. We're going to take a quick break. We'll come back with more Atlanta Soccer Tonight, a special bonus edition to kick off your 2025 right after this. Stay with us.
This just in, hot off the bench press. Planet Fitness has added new strength equipment. Save $28 or more when you join today, and you can be one of the first to try it out. We're raising the bar with new benches, and our new hack squat will have you actually looking forward to leg day. Plus, we're still repping all of the best-in-class equipment we've always had, with most clubs open 24 hours, so you can work out your way on your time. So let's do this. Join Planet Fitness today and save $28 or more. Just $1 down, $15 a month, cancel anytime. Deal ends January 10th. See home club for details.
When it comes to the world of soccer, we've got you covered.
This is Atlanta Soccer Tonight with Jason Longshore
on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Welcome back. Bonus edition of Atlanta Soccer Tonight to kick off your 2025 here today on the Off the Woodwork podcast. I'm Jason Longshore. Thanks for spending a little bit of time with me, getting caught up on what's new in the Atlanta United, and we'll take a look at the MLS universe as well. In addition to Ronnie Dyla speaking to the media today, Atlanta United announced a signing. Kamen Togashi, the Japanese forward, 5'9", has spent his whole career in Japan. He's 31 years old. He will be joining the Atlanta United roster for the 2025 season.
I think he's probably going to compete with Jamal Tiare for that second slash third forward spot. You're expecting a number nine to come in as a designated player to lead the line, but Togashi can be a player who can contribute underneath that and be a very different presence than Tiare gives. And look, we know Jamal Tiare has had some injury issues during his time here in Atlanta as well. So you need a third forward. This is essentially replacing the spot that Daniel Rios was in last year. Now, keep this in mind about Togashi. He's a player who, in addition to a lot of experience in Japan, a very technical league, he's also a domestic player. He was born in New York City, grew up in Japan, represented Japan at the U23 level. And he's a player that, you know, I'll be very curious to see how he fits into this style of play. I'll be very curious to see what that style of play looks like under Ronnie Dyla. But a good depth piece added today in Kamen Togashi joining Atlanta United's roster. Let's take a look at some of the things going on around MLS. If you're starting to get ramped back up on the Atlanta United side of things and getting caught up on everything happening, our old friend Brandon Vasquez is back in the league as a designated player with Austin FC. They spent about $10 million to get him from Monterrey. There were some reports that were absolutely erroneous saying that Vasquez would be released on a free transfer. Monterrey paid $7 to $7.5 million for him a year ago. They got a return on their investment. Vasquez didn't have a great second half to the season with Monterrey, and they have a new manager coming in Martin De Michelis from Argentina, and he made it clear that Vasquez would not be part of his plans. That might end up being something that he regrets, especially if he goes to Austin and does very, very well. Columbus Crew, they have signed a longtime Montreal winger, Lassie Lapalainen. He's dealt with some injuries as of late, but a player who's always been one that I look for on the lineup sheet when he was in Montreal. Great speed, can play as a wingback as well. I think he's going to fit the way Wilfred Nancy plays, and obviously Nancy would be very familiar with him from their shared time in Montreal. Maybe the biggest move of the last couple of days is the Seattle Sounders acquiring U.S. men's national team player Jesus Ferreira. They also got a sell-on percentage on Leo Chu, who went the other way. He goes to Dallas. Dallas received up to $2.3 million in general allocation money, an international spot, and a sell-on percentage on Ferreira. So a big deal here. Blockbuster is a fair word to put on it. You're talking about a 24-year-old player who has represented the national team and has been a top player in Major League Soccer. The GAM total that is going to Dallas, $1.5 million guaranteed, $800,000 is conditional. He also signed a contract extension with Seattle through 2027, options in 28 and 29. He will not be a designated player in Seattle. That is another very big part of this. That might be one of the biggest parts of this, honestly, where he had been a designated player in Dallas. He will not be that designated player in Seattle. So they're going to have a lot of flexibility to continue to add to their roster. There's talk about Paul Areola also ending up in Seattle. This is a Sounders team that has been aggressive in the league on the internal market in adding pieces. So I'll be very curious to see how it all pays off for Seattle out in the Western Conference. Some other moves quickly. Alan Pulido, the designated player in Sporting Kansas City forward, he's going back to Chivas de Guadalajara. A lot of injuries, had a few moments in Kansas City, but not enough. And at his age and with his injury history, makes a lot of sense. Designated player forward from New England, Giacomo Vrioni, is going to Montreal for a very small trade fee, general allocation amount of $50,000. And Vrioni will, it's a move where I think New England is really trying to remake their team. Vrioni will have some of his salary still on the New England side of things, but he will not be a designated player for New England. He will occupy a designated player spot for Montreal. So New England will now have a designated player spot. that gives them even more flexibility to go out and make some big moves. There have been some other moves around the league. Those are the biggest ones as of late. If you missed it, Jalen Neal went from the LA Galaxy to Montreal. Montreal's also been very busy in remaking their squad. Neal is a U.S. men's national team borderline player, very young, one of the top young center backs in the league. But he goes into a center back room in Montreal that's pretty crowded. Our old friend George Campbell is with Montreal, and he's been called up into this January U.S. men's national team camp. So Neal doesn't walk straight into a guaranteed spot, but maybe a little bit more of an opening to play. Montreal also likes to play three center backs, which will help him get on the field a little bit more. So lots of rumors out there. Those are the moves that are done. I mean, we're talking rumors. Kevin De Bruyne has been linked with San Diego. That could get very, very interesting. Lots of others. There has not been any movement on the rumors with Atlanta United and Celtic involving Kyogo Furuhashi. That would be a great move for Atlanta United if the deal can get done. But there's not really been any reporting on that here in the Atlanta side of things. And there hasn't really been a lot of talk about it over in Scotland either. He has not been starting regularly for Celtic. If you want to try to read anything into that, that's just a fact that he hasn't been in the starting lineup on a regular basis. Sometimes that can be a precursor to a potential move. Maybe, maybe not. We'll just have to wait and see how all of that goes down. Can't wait to get all of this started. It will kind of really kick off on Monday with the first public training session for this team, at least for the media side of things. We'll be out there. We'll be covering all of it. We will be in Chattanooga broadcasting the first preseason game in Chattanooga on the last Saturday of the month. We will have a streamed broadcast in Birmingham. That one will not be on radio, but it will be streamed, so you'll be able to watch if you don't make the trip over there. And if you are making the trip to Chattanooga and Birmingham the first 2 weeks of the preseason, we will have post-game shows live at local venues with our SDH network. So make sure you're following me at Long Shoe. Make sure you're following at Soccer Down Here. Make sure you're following at 929 The Game for all of those updates, because things are about to get busy for all of us. Cannot wait to get it rolling again. Cannot wait to be back with you next Tuesday night after Hawks basketball, probably a little after 10 o'clock next Tuesday. Maybe there's another signing for Atlanta United. Probably we'll have some extra audio that you have not heard yet from training and media availability. Hopefully we'll get plenty of that, and I'll share some of that with you on Tuesday night. And hopefully with some news. We'll just have to wait and see on that part of things. You guys know how silly season goes. It gets silly. It's silly worldwide right now. In MLS, the silliness is ramping up. We'll be covering all of it on AST. Hopefully you've had a good start to 2025, and we'll be talking to you next week. Adios, everybody.
At your job, do you ever have to deal with a nose roller? How about a snub pulley? Well, if you're installing a new conveyor belt system, dealing with the different components can sound like you're speaking a foreign language. Luckily, you've got a team ready to help. Grainger's technical product specialists are fluent in maintenance, repair, and operations. So whenever you want to talk shop, just reach out. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.